This is today for Wednesday, October 16th. People marked by generosity. Ephesians 4, verse 28. Anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with their own hands, that they may have something to share with those in need. Everyone knows what stealing is. And in all cultures, stealing is considered shameful and unacceptable. In my local context, a thief who is caught may be beaten by an angry mob. Things may be different in other countries of the world, but the verdict on a thief is often harsh and negative. In the Old Testament, the Lord makes clear that stealing is not only about taking money or things, but also about depriving people of money or help when they are entitled to it. Stealing can take many forms, withholding a worker's wages, not paying tithes and offerings, or depriving the poor, widowed, or orphaned of the help they need. Stealing happens actively and passively. Active theft is shameful, and few people do it. But who can claim to be innocent of passive theft? We like to think of help to the poor, to prisoners, to the sick, to strangers, and more as charity. Not as an obligation or as a call to justice. But Paul reminds us that the wealth we earn isn't just for our families. We are called to share generously with people in need.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.